Giants open up a series against the Padres. Jeff Samardzija would not need much help on Monday, but Brandon Crawford provides some support against Julie Chacin.
Crawford drives one. Center field hit well. It is out of here. And it's 1-0 Giants.
2-2 pitch. Did he swing? Yes. That's the third strikeout of the game for Samardzija.
Grounded off the foot of Samardzija. It'll ricochet to second. Panic's got it, and he throws to first for out number one.
Samardzija catches a break as that ball was headed into center field. Got him, and that'll end the inning. Strikeout number four.
Here comes Joe Panic. Now Panic swinging. He hits a high drive. Deep down the right field line. Hooking into the corner. Off the foul pole. A two-run homer for Joe Panic. And the Giants now have a 3-0 lead.
Jeff Samardzija's got a chance to pitch a shutout tonight.
Swing and a drive into left field. Pretty well hit. Going back is Parker. Still going back. Reaches out as he gets to the warning track. And Jeff Samardzija has pitched a shutout.
The fourth of his career. And the Giants beat the Padres 3-0. Jeff Samardzija allows just three hits with no walks, and he strikes out five. It's his first shutout as a Giant, and he needs just 102 pitches to do it. His usual battery mate, Buster Posey, sits out Monday's action with a sore left thumb. Joe Panic has himself a strong night at the plate on Monday. He goes 1-for-2 with a two-run homer and two walks as well. He's batting .272 for the year.
And I think, was it 10, 15 feet shorter here to right field? So that little extra, footage, I think, helped, keep that ball fair. But I was talking that one all the way down.
Yeah, I don't blame you for talking it down after the one you missed out on Friday night. But that one had to feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and plus you get a chance to look at it the whole way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this one I had a better feeling of staying fair. But, I will say Jeff did a hell of a job tonight. The least we could do is tack on a few runs for him.
Well, and it also helps. It hits strike one on every hitter. Works at quick pace. What's it like to play infield behind a guy like that?
It's awesome. Anytime a starter can have a pace like that and, throw strikes, keeps us on our feet. But, yeah, he was, mixing his slider curve, change up, with his heater. So he was very unpredictable tonight. And, when you could locate his slider like he did tonight, you're going to give a team a lot of trouble.
Well, let's talk about you, because you were so hot before you got injured in that freak play in Washington that put you on the concussion disabled list. And it's tough when you're hot. You don't want to leave, but you had to leave. And now you're coming back, and you're picking up right where you left off. And it's good to see you. It looks to me like you're feeling better. How are you seeing the ball?
Very good. I'm very happy, with where I'm at right now. You're right. Anytime, you go down like that with a freak injury like that, it's never a good thing, especially when things are going good. But it's about, staying mentally tough and just telling yourself, just keep battling. And, I'm very fortunate for where I'm at right now. And like I said, I'm seeing the ball well and just got to keep it rolling now.
Look, it doesn't appear that when you're in a slump, when you're in like an 0-for-40, you get hit in the head. It always seems like you get hit in the head when you're really hot.
That's how this game works. It keeps you humble, and but you just got to roll with the punches. And I took a good punch, and now I'm back and ready to go.
Yeah, and you kept your composure when they dumped water on you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was wondering if you guys noticed. That was a good old
you
Nick Conley.
The Giants will try to make it two in a row at Petco Park on Tuesday night when Matt Moore makes the start.